Objection 6. Saints with God in the Book of Revelation. If you accept my view of death, the Book of Revelation contains many places where one might pause and question whether this view is correct. Revelation 6, verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Context is key here. For one, the context of the whole book of Revelation is different than most books of the Bible. The book of Revelation is a prophetic vision. It is difficult to place the thing which John saw into the context of human experience. John was taken up in the Spirit on the Lord's day and saw events which are yet future. Revelation 19, verse 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. John also saw things which were symbolic of future persons and events. So not everything John saw is to be taken literally. That is one of the central challenges of a proper understanding of the book of Revelation, to understand what is symbolic and what is a direct reference. Also, we must understand that the things seen in Revelation are future to us and were future to John. But in the world to which John was spiritually transported, the events may have been long past. John saw events at the beginning of the 1,000-year reign of Christ, and he saw events that came after that. So when and where exactly was John when he got all this? John saw the new heavens and earth and many other things. So when we read about people in heaven in the book of Revelation, it is not reasonable to presume that what is being described is how things stand at this time in reference to our time. Revelation 20, verse 5. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. You can bet I take that verse literally. When I believed in the popular view, that verse bothered me. And no wonder, because it says so much so simply. But I bring it up here so that you will notice that when John wrote this, he wrote it as if it had already happened. When we read other passages in Revelation, which cause us to doubt the consistent teaching of Christ and his apostles, we need to remember to keep it all in context. We don't really know for sure where and when these things occurred or will occur. Revelation 5, verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou hast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. We should not be leaping to the conclusion that this all means that dead people are now living in heaven. If we examine what these worshippers say, then it bears remembering that these same terms are used of those that participate in the first resurrection. Revelation 20, verse 4, And I saw thrones and they that sat on them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither received his mark on their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. These are they that were made priests and kings. They that had been dead and were now alive through the resurrection. As I have said before, if the soul instantly transitions from one plane of existence to another at death, there is really no such thing as death. It would require us to awkwardly insert the concept of spiritual death into a passage which in context clearly speaks of physical death, that is, beheading. They were once beheaded, but now they lived again in the resurrection. These are the same ones which John witnessed in chapter 5. John was either taken to the future, or was shown visions of future things, or of things which symbolized future things. Either way, it is not reasonable to suggest that the worshippers witnessed in chapter 5 were actual dead people. The dead know not anything. The dead do not go to heaven. Only those that live in the resurrection could literally fill those roles. Either that, or it was purely a vision created by God of what would be, or symbolizing what would be. Even though chapter 5 occurs sequentially prior to the resurrection, what was seen in chapters 4 and 5 was highly visionary, and it is difficult to say when exactly the outward events of those chapters were taking place. By outward events, I mean the things which involved John and his interaction with the people and angels he saw. The things described in the seals themselves are another matter. John could have already been transported to a future well past the events that the prophecies were addressing. In other words, it is reasonable to believe that John was in the distant future receiving prophecies of things which were then past in reference to that future time, but yet future in reference to John and us. I know the amillennialists are not happy with me. So, it is important for us to consider what we are reading. What are we really reading? When do these things occur? What is the context, the near context and the broader context? And we also have to be willing to compromise what we think we know in favor of allowing the scriptures themselves to teach us and give us understanding. There has to be a consistent biblical teaching regarding death and resurrection, and we have to be patient and willing to adjust our opinions until the fullness of that truth is revealed to us clearly.